I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump says the reciprocal tariffs that took effect an hour ago will bring in billions of dollars. On social media, he said the tariffs are largely on countries that have, quote, taken advantage of the U.S. for many years, laughing all the way. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Even if there are negotiations and trade deals, it appears that the U.S. tariff rate will be at around 17 or 18% compared to 2.5% before President Trump took office. And that would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s.
India's continuing purchase of Russian oil has prompted the president to place a 25% tariff on Indian goods, doubling the tariff rate. Here's CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Don't forget that Prime Minister Modi was one of the first foreign leaders to come visit President Trump in the start of the second administration. And he, even while he was here, talked about make India great again. So really adopting President Trump's, you know, outlook on his country and his world to bring it back to India.
Five soldiers are reported to be in stable condition after being wounded at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Cell phone video shows soldiers rushing from their barracks.
They had an active shooter on Fort Stewart.
Military investigators identified the suspected gunman as 28-year-old Cornelius Radford, an active duty Army logistics sergeant who has never been deployed overseas.
A new study suggests the death toll from January's wildfires in Los Angeles is much higher than reported. CBS's Michael Wallace explains.
New research in the medical journal JAMA estimates another 440 deaths could be attributed to the fires. The poor air quality may have exacerbated heart or lung conditions. Others may have died because they needed health care during the fires but couldn't access it. The study's authors are calling for improved tracking of wildfire-related deaths and suggest future research should look into the longer-term impacts of wildfires.
The official death toll is 31. Record-breaking rains in southern China have turned the region into a hotbed for mosquitoes carrying a dangerous virus that causes fatigue, fevers, and joint aches. CBS's Raimi Innocencio says officials are racing to stop its spread.
Beijing has learned strict, fast containment lessons fighting SARS in 2003 and the COVID epidemic since 2019. Doctors have forced patients to stay in hospital for 7 days to stop further spread. While there is no cure for chikungunya, most patients do recover in a week. China fighting to stamp out this virus fast.
Drones are reportedly spraying anti-mosquito agents in Guangdong province. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
A five-time Oscar winner is on the mend overseas.
The man who brought us The Godfather is in the hospital.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
86-year-old Francis Ford Coppola had what's described as a scheduled non-emergency operation in Rome. The filmmaker posted to Instagram, he took the opportunity to update his 30-year-old AFib procedure with its inventor, an Italian doctor named Andrea Natale. Coppola assures, quote, I am well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The U.S. is auctioning off a $325 million, 348-foot yacht that was seized 3 years ago and has since been docked in San Diego. The yacht has 8 staterooms, a helipad, and a beauty salon. Officials say it belonged to a sanctioned former Russian politician, but a former Russian energy company official claims he owns it and wants it back.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. A light southeast breeze as morning lows will drop close to the 70-degree mark. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a few showers and storms. Highs will reach the mid and upper 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Been 40 days. bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
WRJN. Each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now, where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Where they walk, and I walk. California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up.
somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby. Your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. Our world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Baby does the hanky panky.
Yeah.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
ba 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 dang a dang dang ba ding a dong ding blue moon, moon, blue moon. Dip, 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 moon, moon, moon. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my heart.
Bomb, 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 dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom.
Somebody to lean.
need a friend.
There's so much you have to learn.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.